Hello, this is Sober Sunday, bonus content and the funny stuff that didn't make the final cut in the last episode. You may be sobering up or always sober, but either way, enjoy. This week's Sober Sunday / bonus content is me doing the quiz, determining rather whether or not I am an alcoholic. It is from Alcoholics Anonymous and you can do it yourself. Link will be in the show notes.
Do we want to talk about the quiz?
Yeah. Am I going to have to do it now?
I think so. I've done it.
Yes.
And I know all my answers, but I feel like... So basically we're jumping on the Alcoholics Anonymous website now. And for those of you who aren't familiar, it is a... I'm not going to say a religious based, but there's definitely a heavy religious influence on the 12-step program in AA. I went to AA very early on in my recovery. I went to one meeting and I basically cried the whole time.
Okay.
Just because that for me really cemented. I think there was still a little part of me that was like, oh, it's not that much. You don't really have a problem. You're okay.
Mm.
And then I got there and I guess comparing myself to all these men and women who have lived with this disease for, you know, 40, 50 years and how much they've experienced and how much they've lost and how much they've been through. I guess I was like, yeah, that is relatable. And I could see so much of myself in them. And I also had a lot of like survivor's guilt of feeling like I didn't deserve to be there because I hadn't been through enough.
Yeah.
I hadn't lost enough. I hadn't had enough trauma. But I guess through this healing process, I'm actually discovering that there was a whole load of trauma there that I guess I just didn't know about or didn't. I wasn't ready to confront. And now that I'm on this sober recovery, my mind is certainly opening up some things that I've buried deep, deep below. So that's a, you know, terrifying prospect, but something that comes with healing.
Yeah.
Ugh. All right. So the AA quiz is 12 basic questions. Well, I say basic. To me, they're super basic and I could do them so quickly because I was like, yep, obviously, yep. Classic, yep. Like, you know, I got 12 out of 12. I did this quiz this morning. And they say if you get 4 out of 12, then you need to look at your relationship with alcohol.
Ooh, okay.
So Caitlin's going to do this quiz now from the perspective of somebody who doesn't have a drinking problem.
We think.
Well, we'll find out.
Yeah. I'd also like to point out that it says this quiz was copyrighted in 1973. That is a while ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, a lot of the AA 12 steps are quite, you know, old.
Interesting.
Mm.
Question one. Have you ever decided to stop drinking for a week or so but only lasted for a couple of days? No.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, I've tried that. Yeah. It was awful.
Do you wish people would mind their own business about your drinking, stop telling you what to do?
Yes.
No. Have you ever switched from one kind of drink to another in the hope that this would keep you from getting drunk?
Yes.
No.
Do you get that?
No.
So, like, for instance, if I know for a fact, if I drink 2 pints of wine, that's me on a good, like, that's my good tipsy level, and I know that, right? But if I'm like, oh, well, maybe if I just drink vodka and sodas, I'll be able to drink vodka and sodas all night because that's not going to get me as drunk.
Okay.
And it's very flawed logic.
Yeah. Like that's not how alcohol works.
No, it's not at all. But like when you've got a go-to alcohol, you'll sort of convince yourself of anything of like, oh, well, if I have a vodka and then a water and then a vodka and then a water and then a vodka, and then I'm not really drinking. But of course you are. Like, you know, oh, if I watered down my wine with water, which I would do.
Okay.
Yeah. Like then I'm not drinking as much.
Yeah.
You are. Like,
Have you had to have an eye-opener awakening during the past year?
Yes.
No.
Yep. Ooh. Mine was really not in the last year. I would say mine was when I cut the back of my head open and ended up in hospital with a blood alcohol of 10 times the legal limit.
Oh, my Lord.
And the doctors telling my parents, yeah, she needs help. Like, this isn't right.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing came from that, but that's another story.
Do you envy people who can drink without getting into trouble?
Yeah.
No.
Actually, on that, there's a really interesting podcast called A is for Alcoholic, and I found that very helpful in my recovery. But there was something from one of the episodes recently that said, are you envious of people who get to drink? And they said, people like that, you know, alcoholics who you're envious of, they don't get to drink, they have to drink. And you have moved past that, and you shouldn't be envious of them to be like, oh, they get to drink, they get to still do this and they get to do that and not have any problems. No, they have to do that to stay afloat, to stay confident, to be able to get out of the house. Like, and that's not what you want and that's not what you need.
Yeah.
But that's actually been quite helpful to me when I've found myself being, you know, envious of friends and things that are drinking. I'm like, nope, that's not you. That can't be you. Acceptance.
Yeah. Have you had any problems connected to drinking in the past year?
Like, duh.
Yes.
Yeah, what are yours?
I'm not going to say what.
Ooh.
Nah.
But like a personal issue?
Yeah, personal issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like things you made mistakes on, regrets. Okay, yes. So regret-based.
Most definitely. Yeah.
And I think that's a thing for a lot of people is regret-based drinking.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's probably the biggest thing for people is the morning after. I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have whatever else.
Yeah.
And that's, that's huge motivation for me is I get to wake up every morning and know what I did the night before.
Yeah.
And be accountable for it and remember everything.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yes. Has your drinking caused trouble at home?
No. Yes. Most of my partners have all identified me as an alcoholic.
Okay.
But it wasn't really until I was living in the UK that my partner there was very matter of fact about it. And it wasn't, you know, this is something that we should talk about. It was like, oh, well, you are and you should deal with that. And it was a bit more confronting and definitely led me to be able to deal with it a bit better. But that caused a lot of problems in our relationship and with my relationships with work and things as well.
Yeah. Mm. Do you ever try to get extra drinks at a party because you do not get enough?
Yes.
No.
Do you know what minesweeping is?
Like the game?
Not
Minesweeper?
Well, I mean, I call it a game, but it's like, is it called minesweeping? Is that what it's called? It's when you go into a nightclub and you basically just look around, you pick up any half drink drinks that people don't have their hands on.
Yeah.
As a way of getting, super drunk without having to pay for your drinks. It's super unsafe.
Yeah.
Like, so dangerous.
Yeah.
I do not recommend it. Like, don't do that. But, have done that.
Mine or mind?
Mine?
Yeah, so like the game Minesweeper.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm doing it like this, but...
it's a game. I do know of it.
People can't see it. Yeah. Do you ever tell yourself you can stop drinking anytime you want to, even though you keep getting drunk when you don't mean to? No.
Yes. I always used to like laugh and be like, as I would be going to bed and I'd be so drunk and the room would be spinning, I'd be like... And I'd find it funny. You know, I'd go to bed and I'd be like, classic Tash, here she goes again. And it was just a laugh to me, you know?
Yeah. Ugh. I'm intrigued to see what your internal dialogue is like.
Yeah, it's a mess.
Yeah. Have you missed days of work or school because of drinking?
That's actually a no, because I would just go.
Yeah, okay.
Drunk. Or like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be drunk. I've been drunk at school so many times. Good God.
Okay.
So many times.
Mine's a yes, just because there's been a couple hangovers where I'm like, oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Yeah.
But it's a very rare thing. Do you have blackouts?
Yeah.
No. Have you ever felt that your life would be better if you did not drink?
Yeah.
I don't know how to answer this. Because, probably yes, but I don't think...
It affects you enough in a negative way, sure.
Yeah. So do I say yes or no?
I mean, it's really up to you. If you stopped drinking today, how do you think the next month would go? Do you think you'd be more productive?
No, I think it'd be the same.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, so that's a no.
Yeah, nice.
Send... Wait, why am I sending this to someone? What?
Maybe it'll give you your results.
There are two spinning circles right now.
That's stressful for you.
This is very stressful. Oh, there are clouds.
That's calming.
And nothing.
And nothing.
Oh.
Well, there
are. Alcohol's Anonymous. Yeah. Bit of feedback for you. Please fix your website.
Yeah. But I think definitely doing those quizzes is really helpful. If you are someone who's questioning and you think, even if there's like that little... If you have a little hint that says, oh, maybe I'm not drinking for the right reasons,
yeah,
I would highly recommend doing a quiz. There are so many online.